From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Following a meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Saturday, Iraq's prime minister declined an offer from Turkey to take part in the battle to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State. Haider al-Abadi insisted that Iraqi, Kurdish, and other local forces will handle the battle and liberate Mosul and the rest of the territory with no problems, adding that if help is needed, we will ask for it from Turkey or from other regional countries. Speaking to reporters, Carter said the issue of a Turkish role in the Mosul fight was a difficult subject and that Abadi said in the meeting he has had talks with the Turks and expected to have more. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has proposed a 35% tax cut for middle-class Americans as he unveiled an outline of his plans for his first 100 days in the White House should he win the November 8th presidential election. Trump also promised to impose term limits on members of Congress, an act of freeze on federal hiring, and reduce federal regulations. Meanwhile, former U.S. President Bill Clinton campaigned for his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in Florida.
I know we're getting close to the end of this election, and I think it's important that all of us who support her get out there and try to get some more votes and try to stop all this poison that's been poured down the throat of America in the last 15 years.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday shows there is sufficient evidence to confirm the government's role in the March 16, 2015 strike on Kuminas in Idlib governorate. The report blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of eastern Aleppo constitute crimes of historic proportions. He's calling on the 47-member UN Human Rights Council to refer the situation to the International Criminal Court. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
High Commissioner Zayed says well over 300,000 Syrians have been killed and countless others wounded and traumatized in the course of more than 5 years of civil war. Without mentioning Russia by name, the High Commissioner blames the indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern rebel-held part of Aleppo by government forces and their allies. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, agrees.
Perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity will only cease to violate the laws of war when it is clear that they will be held to account.
Pinheiro says members of the investigative commission will continue to document war crimes in Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An Afghan Taliban delegation has traveled to Pakistan from Qatar for talks with officials to raise various issues, including arrests of some insurgent leaders, shutting down of some religious seminaries for Afghan refugees, and increasing problems facing the displaced community in the neighboring country. Somali pirates Saturday released 26 sailors who were captured during a ship hijacking nearly 5 years ago, bringing to an end one of the longest-running hostage-taking cases in the country. Sources close to the pirates told a VOA reporter in the region that hostages were released after their captors were paid a $2 million ransom, a claim repeated by one pirate in an interview with a local media outlet. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.